Okay, I'm getting Erev and Daf Dalad from Daf Gimel and Beis Abaram. Just a quick review from where we left off. We had a machlokas being Abaye in the name of Nachman and Rav in the name of Nachman. Abaye said in the name of Nachman that Sukkah and Mavoy are the 5 tefachin amma. Kalayim is different. Kalayim is 6 amma tefachim, the bigger tefach, and these are lechumras by Sukkah and Mavoy, and Kalayim also lechumra. And Rava said, no, all ammas are 6 tefachim ammas. Some are thicker, where the hands are pressed together, and some are looser. So we're going to bring a raya right now. Meisve, last line, Gimel Beis. Meisve, kol amma shomer chacham ba'amad ba'ashisha. Every amma the chacham establishes a 6 tefach amma, b'vashilo mechavonis, but they're not all equal. Now, this sounds exactly like Rava. Bishlam l'Rava ki hechid l'havin halal u'shoichot halal atzavos is exactly what he said. They're all 6 tefachim amma. Some are thick, some are wider, some are thinner. El Abaye kasha. According to Abaye, it's a question. Abaye said some are 5, some are 6. And this Brisa clearly states they're all 6. Amalach Abaye, eim amas kalayim ba'amad bas shisha. He amends the Brisa. That says, no, this Brisa was only talking about kalayim. That in kalayim, there's 6 tefachim amma, is what Abaye said. Gemara adds, "Hamikdashani seva." But the end of the brayso says, "Rashi mingle oimer kol amma shomer chacham." Every amma the chacham said, "Bekalayim amma by shisha or by 6." So Rashi mingle gamliel specifically talk about kalayim only. V'vashal yemitzum tamo. As long as they're not exact, mekalat tanakama kol amas kama. So the hamak talk about everything. So you can't tell me tanakama is only talk about kalayim by 6. Rashi mingle gamliel says kalayim is 6. So musti tanakama means all are 6, which is again question on Abaye. So Amalach Abaye, V'lav Mi'ika Rishim and Gamliel, Dekai Kavasi, but he says, wait a second, Rishim and Gamliel holds like me. Rishim and Gamliel says only Kalayim is 6, which is exactly what Abaye said. Ana de Amrik Rishim and Gamliel, I hold like Rishim and Gamliel. So Abaye, according to Abaye, Vadi Tanahi, certainly there's a Machlokas Tanayim about all the Amma, some are 5, some are 6. Tanakama holds they're all 6, like Rava really, and Abaye holds like Rishim and Gamliel, some are 5, and Kalayim is 6. Harava Milema Tanai, would Rava say it's a machlokas Tanayim? I mean, can Rava fit into both opinions? Abaye for sure can't fit to the Tanakama. But the Tanakama holds everything. Can Rava fit into both? Amalach Harava Rashbag has Aslashmina. Yeah. Rashim Gamliel is teaching me al Alacha. Amas Kalayim lo yitzam same. That specifically, all he's saying is that by Kalayim, yes, everything is 6, Tanakama says. Rashim Gamliel agrees to that, but he said, but by Kalayim, don't be exact. You could make it a little bit loose. V'leima amas kalayim la'yitzam same. So why did he just say that? That by kalayim, don't be exact. Ba'amas ba'shisha l'mute mai. Why is he specifically saying, oh, it's 6 also? The fact that Shimon mentioned 6 sounds like he's alluding to the fact that Tanakama holds some things are not 6. So what is not 6? If everything according to Rava is 6, Gemara says, so my love is not coming l'mute amas sukav amas mavoy. Does it not imply that Tanakama holds that the non-kalayim amas of Sukkah and Mavoy are not 6? Gemara answers, no. Lo, lema'ute, amas yisoyed v'amas soyveb. No. Kalayim, Mavoy, Sukkah are all 6 according to everybody. So what did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say when he mentioned, well, kalayim is 6. Kalayim is 6 and what's not? The amma of the yisoyed by the mizbeach and the soyveb is the walkway, the Kohen would walk around. Those amas are not 6. Diksiv, the pasuk says, ve'ele midas mizbeach, these are measurements of the mizbeach, ba'amos Amma v'tefach v'cheik ha'amma v'amma rocha v'gvula osfosa sova zerasa echad v'zegav mizbeach. The Gemara says, cheik ha'amma ze yisod refers to the base, v'amma rocha v'amma wide ze soviv refers to the walkway, gvula osfosa soviv ela karanos, and around it on the corners, these are the corners, v'zegav mizbeach, the tam mizbeach, ze mizbeach hazav refers to mizbeach hazav. So, according to Rava, Tanakama holds are all 6, and Moshim Gamliel holds they're also all 6 except for one thing, meaning the Amma of the Mizbeach and the Amma of the by Amma Yisoyin and Amma Soviv of the Mizbeach. So Rava holds this, both opinions agree they're all 6, and Abaye say no, Tanakama holds they're all 6 like Rava, but he holds like Moshim Gamliel who says only Kalayim is 6. Amar Rav Chieber Ashi, Amar Rav, Shi'urim Chatzitzin Umechitzin. Now that you mentioned things about Shi'urim, so Shi'urim Chatzitzas, in terms of going to the mikvah, chatzitza, u mechitzos, and mechitzos, halacha l'moshe misinai, we know from halacha l'moshe misinai. Gemara said, but that's how we not from oral law, not from written law. Gemara says, shiurin, measurement, daraisu, it's a pasuk on the Torah, d'ksev, eres chita v'sa'ira, we had this in Masechet Brachos, eres chita u'sa'ira, you know, the pasuk talks about the different things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. All the words in the pasuk chita, soira, gefen, rimon, eitz, shemen, zayis, vash, all teachers different shiurim. Chita, what does chita teach me? Licha, the time of the following Mishnah. Hanichnas aveis hamenuga. You walk into a house which has tsaras. V'kelev aksofav, and your clothing is on your shoulder, resting on your shoulder. You're not wearing them. V'sandal v'tivosav biyado. Your sandals and your rings are in your hand. You're not wearing them. Hu v'hem t'mei miyad. You tell me right away. Hayalavosh. Second, you walk in. Hayalavosh kelev v'sandal v'ragav t'vos b'tivosav. You're wearing your clothing, your sandals on your feet, your rings on your fingers. Hu t'mei miyad. You tell me right away. V'hem t'horim b'deir t'horim. Until you wait there, the amount of time he needs to eat a loaf of bread. Pas chitin lo pas aron, a loaf of wheat bread. Mesev ochel beliftun. Eating it relaxed with some dips. So we learn out, bottom line is, we learn out that chita, halacha of chita, teaches me the shi'ir of kedei achilas pras, that's the amount of time for Tumah to eat a loaf of wheat bread. Se'ora, what does the se'ora teach me? A shi'ir, there's not an etzim kis'ora, a bone of a dead person the size of a barley. Metame b'maga b'masa, could metame someone by touching and carrying it. V'ena metame b'oil, but doesn't metame the oil if it's in the same room with somebody else. Geffen, what does wine teach me? The word geffen in the puzzle. Kedei revias yayin the nazir, the sheer revias of geffen for a nazir. You can't drink. Dalvin v'es, te'ena, fig, kugra geris, teaches me the sheer letzar Shabbos. Don't almost like the Shabbos. Carrying something out, how much do you carry something and it's can you chive? So the standard sheer, something of special shiurim, but the standard sheer is a fig, a grogeris. Remind, what about a pomegranate? What shear is that? Could it not cochlea balabatim, any regular vessel, shear and remoinim? We said it doesn't become a kli, it loses the status of a vessel if it has a hole the size of a remoin, a pomegranate. Eret ze shemen, what does ze shemen mean? Eret shako shirek azasim, a land which all the measurements are measured by azasim, a kazayas and aleph. Koshira, everything, sagadai, ikahani da amam. We just said other shirin which are not azayas. We talked about sa'ura, barley, and wheat, a pomegranate, ela ema. Eretz Shiroiv Shirei Kazayim. Most of the Shirim are olives, right? The Shir of a Kazayis. Davash, honey. This refers to honey of a date. Kikoseres Agas Yom Kippurim. That on Yom Kippur, you only chayv derais if you eat a date's worth, but it's more than a Kazayis, because that's a date will give you some benefit from the food. So what do we see? We see that Shirim are in the Torah. Whereas Vitispera, Shirim Mikt of Ksivi, these are not written in the Torah specifically. They're just like references. Ela Hilchos and Ninu, they're oral law, Halachim, which we see tonight. Vasmechin Rabbanan Akroi, and the Torah use these pasuk of Eretz Chita Sora, Geffen Vrimoin, Eretz Yishamon Advash, to sort of like give references, but these are all Halachim, which we see tonight. Okay, that is Shirim. Chatzitzin Dereis Ninu. Next is Chatzitza. What do you mean? Chatzitza is halacha mosh misinai. Chatzitza is deraisa. Dichsev rochas kol besaro. You have to wash the whole body before you go to mikvah. Shelo yedover chaytis ben besaro lamayim. There should be nothing separating your skin and the water. B'mayim b'may mikvah. Sorry, shelo yedover chaytis ben besaro lamayim b'may mikvah. Kol besaro shkol gufo ola behen. Your whole body has to go in the mikvah. Kama hein? How much amal ama? One ama by one ama. Barom gimel ama. So if you think about this, one by one by three amas. So one if you stand straight, let's say you stand in a box, which is 2 by 2 feet, right? 1 by 1 amma. And 3 ammas high, 6 feet. So 6 feet, taking the space of 1 amma depth, 1 amma width, and 3 ammas high, 6 feet, that's basically what a person is. So that's much water. The water that basically, if you're in a dunk tank, imagine you're in a dunk tank that covered your entire body, that would basically be the size of a mikvah. Vishur Chacham, a mikvah mem sa, and the Chacham evaluated, that equals 40 sa. So we see it's a pasuk in the Torah. So Gemara says, no, ki itz rechilchus alisa'ara. We need the halacha mishmisinai for your hair. Hair by a mikvah is different halacha. Kedarava be ravuna, damarava be ravuna, neima achas kashura chaytetzis. If you have even one hair which is knotted, it's a chatzitza. What do you mean? One hair? Shaloi, sorry. Neima achas kashura. One hair which is knotted is a chatzitza because it's very, very tight knot. If you have a single hair in a knot, it's very tight. Shaloi, if it's 3 hairs together, eina chaytetzis is not a chatzitza, because the knot is looser. Shtayim, any idea. Two, I don't know. Sa'ara nami deraisa. Hair also is deraisa. What do you mean? The tiny brochas, kobasaros, tough of basaro. You wash your whole body, that which is secondary to your skin. Vizero seir, this refers to your hair. So we see it in the Torah also. Gemara says no. Ki asi hilchusa, no. We need the halacha mishina leruboy ulamiuto amakbid, ushein amakbid. For different types of chatzitza, there's roiv, there's majority. And there's a minority, but you care about it. You have majority, which is all your hair is knotted. That's a problem. You have a minority that you care about. 3 hairs, but it really bothers you. For lemuto lemakwe she'ena makwe, different levels. Krab Yitzchak, the Amar Yitzchak, Devar Torah, Rubo umakwe lavchoytes. Only if it's a majority, and you care about his chatzitza. That's deraisa. V'she'ena makbid love, if you don't care about it, even the majority of your hair, ena chayt is not a chatzitza. The goes are rubo she'ena makbid, and they made a gzera on a majority that you're not makbid, mishum rubo ha-makbid, because you might be confused about majority or makbid. If you think, oh, my whole hair could be tangled, so even if I do care about it, it could be a problem. So it could not be a problem. If I let you go to the mikveh, your whole hair tangled when you don't care about it, you may go to the mikveh when you do care about it. V'amiyuto ha-makbid, and they made a gzera on a little bit you care about, shumruba ha-makbid, because a majority you care about. Meaning if I say, listen, I don't like this knot on my hair, but I go in the mikveh, even though it's a miyut, then you might think, well, then I can go to the mikveh when it's a majority as well. The ligs are now miyuto she'ena makbid. Why don't you make a gzera when you have two, when you have like the worst case, it's a minority and you don't care, mishum yuto hamakbid, because maybe there might be a minority you do care, or na mishum rubo she'en hamakbid, a majority you don't care. Whereas a higuf gzera on a nick of nigz gzera l'gzera, it'd be a double gzera. So bottom line is, yes, there's a halacha in the Torah that a hair is chatzitza, but we need a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim about the different levels of being rov that's makbid as opposed to, which is deraisa, as opposed to a rov, a majority that you're not makbid is derabanan. A miyut, a minority that you are makbid, is also derabanan, and a minority that you're not makbid is mutar. Mechitzos, what about mechitzos deraisa? It's in the Torah also. The Amar Arun tishav kaparis tefach. The Arun was 9 tefachim high. The kaparis, the crown, was a tefach. Hari kanasar, we learn from your mechitza, is 10 tefachim high. So Gemara says, Lord Shricha, the Amar, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Amas binyam Amas bashisha. Amas Kalim ba'ama bas chamisha. So this is according to Rabbi Huda's opinion, who says you can't necessarily learn out from the Kalim of the Mishkan, was the Kalim of the Mishkan were 5 tefachim amas, as opposed to everything else, which was 6 tefachim amas. So we don't learn out mechitza from the Aron, which is a keli. Eiler Amir de Amar kol amas hayav beinanis. According to Amir, said all the amas were equal. Ma'ikla meimer. So we have a pasuk in the Torah about mechitzas. So why need the lachem Moshe Mitzrayim? Amir ki asi hilchos. According to Rabbi Meir, when we need the lachem Moshe Mitzrayim. Lagoid ulalavod ladoif nakuma. Different laws of mechitzas about lavod, connecting things which are within 3 tefachim, about dof nakuma, bending walls, about raising walls, lowering walls. There are other levels of lachem Moshe Mitzrayim which apply to mechitzas as well. So the Baal Minas from the Gemara, there is element of shiurin and chatzitzas and mechitzas that are elements of halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, even though there are, for some there are also elements in Torah as well, but those things are learned out also halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So now officially ends the nice introduction to Hilchas Erevin, Mesechtas Erevin. Tomorrow starts the real Erevin Gemaras that you've all heard about being difficult. Again, I suggest if you have in your learning some sort of form of picture book or something to help you look along, it would just make it much easier to understand. From explaining also, it's hard to explain, but if you have the picture, it will definitely be, I think, more well received.